This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Next week is designated as International Student Week at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Joining me to talk about events going on during the week is Sammy Owens. She's the Director of International Students Programs and Services at ULM. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Jay.
First of all, why an International Student Week on the ULM campus?
Well, you know, it's funny. This is a part of my job that I don't get to really delve into as much as I would like. But the students came to me maybe about 6 weeks ago, and they had this really exciting idea that they wanted to take an entire week on this campus and promote their cultures, you know, their home traditions through both food, just cultural displays, activities that they typically do back home, and just share it with the rest of the community.
And so I know the food fair on Wednesday, next Wednesday, has been a long part of this campus. Why expand it into a whole week? What do we have to look forward to?
Well, we were thinking with the food fair, since we do that as an annual thing, that already gets some exposure for this campus, right, and for our international cultures here and our really diverse group of students. So we just decided we would take that piece and really capitalize, you know, using that event. And just, you know, spread it out. Just have a lot of fun that week and get a lot of people interested in what our students do and what our students believe and just how they really display their cultures.
Great. Well, starting out on Monday is the cultural display, but there's more than a display because there are actually quite a lot of activities. Tell us about that.
That's right. We're going to focus down at Scott Plaza near the fountain. Hopefully the fountain will be turned off. I think I did that paperwork. And the students are going to, there will be a belly dancing display that morning. The flags will be put out. I think we've got about maybe 12 flags or so that we'll set up in a nice little circle, and the students can stand around their flags and talk to students about their home countries. One of our staff members here on campus, Miss Lena Boytner, she's going to be doing origami. And I know that that's always a hit with the students. They really think that's cool. And then let's see, henna tattooing. We have henna tattoo, a lady that's going to be doing that for us. So they're excited about that too.
And then I know as far as public events, really the big one is the food fair on Wednesday. For somebody who's never heard about that, kind of explain from the beginning where that came from and where it goes.
Okay, well, the food fair is, you know, everyone looks forward to this event. It's always very well attended by, you know, outside of the campus. I mean, the whole community comes, which is just fantastic because the students really get to interact with people they don't see on a regular basis and get to share things. The students are actually excited about doing this. They've come by the office or emailed or just called and said, you know, that they want to represent their country that day. They've told me what dishes they want to prepare. So we provide, you know, everything that the public might need, their utensils, their plates. What the public would do would be to buy tickets, you know, like a almost like an admission ticket for 50 cents a piece. And they go around to all of the different tables that the students have set up representing their countries. And, you know, actually pay a little bit of money for a lot of food.
So you have a chance to go sample from all of these different countries. And it's been a while since I've been, but I've heard so many stories about people who've gone and have just had a marvelous time and learned so much and really had a good time eating and having those conversations.
That's right. It's a great opportunity for the public because it is. It's like, you know, one-stop shopping almost for foods that you don't get exposed to hardly ever, if ever. And so it's all right there in one place, and the students are so excited to share their food, and I think that probably adds the most to that atmosphere is just the excitement from the students and the enthusiasm and just has a real energy about it. So far, we have about 15 countries that are represented that day. The students range from, we have students from Nepal who will participate, India, Brazil, Venezuela, let's say Bangladesh. That should be interesting. I don't know that I've had anything from Bangladesh, so I'm looking forward to that one. South Korea, Greece, Lebanon, you know, the list goes on and on and on. Nigeria, Kenya, and there will even be some local food. One of our Culture Connection, I don't know if you're familiar with Culture Connection, but there's a place on this campus. It's called Culture Connection. I believe it's over, well, I know it's over in Walker Hall, and those students actually get together, a group of them, and put together a Louisiana dish every year. So they participate too, which is fun because, you know, come try all this crazy food from all these different places, and here, have some jambalaya with it.
have some Louisiana food to go along.
That's right.
So what are some things? I know just in the last several years,
Monroe has kind of diversified a little bit. As you know, there was forever that we didn't have a good Indian restaurant. We have two now. What are some things that you'll be able to find at the food fair on Wednesday that you might not have ever heard from or might not have ever seen or tasted?
Well, let's see. From Venezuela, I know we're going to have arepas. I don't pronounce that quite as nicely as my Venezuelan students do, but that's one of the really very popular dishes back in Venezuela. So Carlos is my GA. He's going to be preparing that dish, he and his wife. And let's see, there's actually, now that you mentioned it, A Taste of India will be participating in the food fair. They usually come, and they have a table set up, and the public can get some of that as well. Gosh, you know, some of the students are still deciding what they're going to cook. I just need them to let me know by Monday. So if they need a chafing dish to keep it warm, I can provide that for them. And frankly, I don't know that I could even pronounce some of the things they're going to prepare.
And sometimes that's not necessary. Sometimes it tastes good, and we're good with it. I don't have to be able to say it.
That's right. I mean, it's one of those days that you have to put all your inhibitions aside when it comes to being bold about tasting new foods. You got to just put yourself out there and try it, because I think a lot of people are really surprised whenever they do that.
Why is it important that we learn about other cultures in that kind of one-on-one environment?
To me, you know, honestly, Jay, it's a growing and changing world. It's really a global economy now. So everything seems to be growing smaller yet bigger. I don't know if that makes any sense, but you know, with social media and everything, it's wonderful to experience the culture from these students. Just, you know, I've been on this university campus for 15 years doing different things, and this is by far my very favorite job here. Working with this population of students, it's just their enthusiasm and their work ethic and their gratitude, their graciousness. It's just, I could go on and on, but it's wonderful, and I can't wait for the students to really, you know, be able to share that with everyone else in the community as well.
International Student Week starts on Monday on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Monroe, with a cultural display on Monday. Then the food fair on Wednesday kicks off at?
That's right, at 11 o'clock, and we will just go. I think I've slated it till 1:30, but really just until the food runs out.
And how do you get more information if somebody wants to call you?
They can call me. 342-5225 is our international student office. They can go on the website and read about it. Email me, saowens@ulm.edu, or probably a little more easily done if they just email international@ulm.edu.
Great. Sammy Owens is the Director of International Student Programs and Services here on the campus of ULM. Sammy, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.